Hey, this is Kurt Ouse. I want to welcome you to the Creek Bank blog. We're always glad that you've taken time to join us. We do appreciate you. Before we get to today's story, which I really enjoyed writing, and I think you'll enjoy reading, I want to remind you that you can look at all of our blog posts at creekbank.net. Believe it or not, we have posts going all the way back to 2009, over 1,500 posts. I'm not recommending read them all. I will tell you that some are good, most are good. Some are very good, and some are bad. You read for yourself and find out. Let's get to today's story that I've entitled, How to Feed a Stray Cat. Now, I'm a dog person. I've always loved dogs. I like cats, but I love dogs. What I really have is a soft heart for any stray. Maybe that's why the stray cat in our Walmart parking lot caught my eye. He was slim, but had a shiny black, brown, blue coat. And when I approached him, he scampered off into the thick bushes along the privacy fence. As I entered Walmart, I felt so sorry for its sad situation. And for the first time in my life, I bought a can of dollar cat food at the end of aisle 16. Friskies flavored with tuna. Opened a can at the fence line, sat on the curb and waited. Mr. Cat sniffed at the food while warily watching me. I scooted the can toward him, and he took the bait, digging into the friskies with tuna. As any stray would, he seemed hungry and wolfed, excuse my idiom, and wolfed down the food. Then he sat on his haunches, studying me. I said, I bet you've got a good story to tell. Where did you come from? He licked his whiskers and said not a word. The next day, I returned with a bowl of water and a can of dry cat food. I poured some milk over it. If we were going to be in a long-term relationship, cat food cereal would have to suffice. Those friskies are expensive. I glanced around the Walmart parking lot before addressing him. Since we're on a first-name basis, I'm naming you Sam. Do you know who Sam Walton is? He started this empire. And Sam, the cat, if you turn out to be female, we'll call you Sammy. I've never known about a cat's sex. My granddaughter, Emma, is an expert at gender identification. But I told her I didn't want to hear about it from her at all. I returned with breakfast over the next several days, but was met with cat-like aloofness. Then I made a startling discovery. About a half dozen empty Friskies cans were scattered throughout the bushes. I guess there were other stray lovers whose hearts were tugged at and left food for Sam. The cat was out of the bag. I scolded him. Sam, you're a freeloader. You're a panhandler. Just like those guys at the corner of Jackson and MacArthur holding their cardboard signs. You are a panhandling bum. Now, a cat will seldom bite the hand that feeds it. It'll just ignore it. He seemed to be saying, can't you do any better than this? As he stared at my cat's cereal. This reminded me of why I like dogs much more. I curtailed my missions of mercy. Sam didn't need me. And I noticed he turned up his nose at my dry cat food offering anyway. It's hard to settle for cat hardtack when you're getting 3 cans of Friskies a day. I quit feeding Sam, but would still see him when I stopped shopped at Walmart. Sam looked as healthy as any cat you've ever seen. I took my other granddaughter, Eliza, to meet Sam, hoping we might catch him and bring him home. Just then, a Walmart worker yelled across the lot, "You people, y'all don't need to be feeding that cat. He ain't no stray." She pointed across the fence. "That cat belongs to that white house on the other side of the fence. He's conning a whole lot of y'all." I turned to Eliza. Not only is Sam a panhandler, he's also playing both sides of the fence. Let's go home. He was playing me. No, Sam was playing all of us. I'll let the others feed him Friskies at $1 a can. At least my dog Bandit shows gratitude and views me as his master. I'm not sure cats are capable of either. There's a wonderful children's book, Six Dinner Sid, about a cat that cleverly roams to get six meals each evening. I bet Six Dinner Sid and Sam the Panhandler are kin. At least second cousins once removed, if not closer. I recently posted a blog titled, How to Tell a Truly Homeless Person from the Panhandler. In it, I share two acid tests I use to distinguish between the two. Now, I want to be clear. We should be compassionate towards the truly homeless living on the street. This has become part of my ministry in downtown Alexandria, and I find it frustratingly fulfilling. But you can ignore those street corner panhandlers. Don't let them guilt you into enabling their con game. That's what they are. They're con artists. They're grifters. They're swindlers. Don't give them the time of the day. Don't enable them. Give them a bottle of water, but not your bread. I hand them the list of homeless resources in Sinlaw, along with a bottle of water. They're usually not impressed. Now, you've been warned. Watch out for those stray cats. You'll find them behind every bush and on every street corner. On the journey, Kurt. We're so glad you joined us. Thank you. Check us out at creekbank.net. We'll see you next week. In the meantime, we'll remember to leave the screen door unlatched just for you.